This is what leads to, you know, 30 to 40% of all of our new opportunities being either repeat or referred clients. This is how you make happy customers, right? Raving fans. It's how businesses thrive, not just survive.
Hello, and welcome back to another episode of the Build to Win podcast. I'm Jonathan Weinberg, here with John Kolboska as always, and we are doing free email and SMS template sharing session, right? So we're actually, today we're going to do something a little different than we did in part one. We are going to actually pull up John's Men With Tools account in Builder Prime, and we're going to take a look at all of the different automated emails that are getting sent out, you know, starting with the job sold. Once the job is sold, what emails are we sending out to the client? And going forward from there through the rest of the production and post-production process.
It's been a couple of weeks since we've been able to get together, right? With the crazy work schedules and the end of summer and everything. So,
yeah, yeah. And all of your Fox body car shows.
Yeah. Living my best life. So
cool. So let's jump in. I've got my screen shared up right here, and we're going to start here with the job sold, right? So once a job is sold in your account, it moves into this stage, and then we've got a bunch of different automations that go out. We've got some email, we've got some SMS. So let me start over here. This is going to be our first one where we send what we call the happy email, right? So we send this one out to the customer 24 hours after the job is sold, and here's what that looks like, right? So you've got a nicely formatted email here. Where it says, "Dear first name, I hope this email finds you well. On behalf of the entire team at Windows and Doors by the Men With Tools, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for choosing us as your window and door provider. As we embark on this journey together, we want to outline the next steps and provide you with a clear understanding of what to expect in the coming days." I love this, right? This is the perfect thing to do. You sold the project. You're not leaving them hanging. You see exactly what to expect. They know the next steps. And managing those expectations is huge, right? To setting up for the best possible experience by the customer.
And we talk about that all the time here, about how important it is to set the expectations. You find that most of the time when things go south with a customer, it's because you didn't properly set the expectations from the very beginning. We obsess over the details. We try to communicate. Oh, we over-communicate with the customer, right? From emails to text messages to sign-off sheets, after we measure. I mean, we have a whole process for making sure there is no confusion before, during, and after the install. But go ahead.
Yeah, the steps here, right? You will receive your contract by email. If you don't receive it within 24 hours, please call the office. If your representative cannot book you for any reason, our office will call you the next business day to book a measure. And then if you have any questions, give us a call here. And then you've got a nice little video embedded. And actually, just a little tip for everybody, right? Technically, you cannot embed videos in emails, but you can fake it, right? You can have an image with a little play button over top of it, so it looks like there's a video embedded. And then you can have it so when you click on that image, it takes you to, you know, some link that has that video, right? So that's what we've got here. We got this little thumbnail with the play button over top of it.
Can we click that link and can we click and bring it up and so we can show everybody that's watching this podcast what that looks like?
All right, so here we go.
"We are thrilled to have you on board and are committed to ensuring your experience with us exceeds your expectations. And as we embark on this journey together, we want to outline the next steps and provide you with a clear understanding of what to expect in the coming days. One, you receive your contract by email. We're going over what was there. If you don't receive it in 24 hours. Okay. Two, I believe we go a bit further than what's in that email.
Setting the expectations for the customer, knowing what to expect next, and does it in a really nice professional way. We're not just sending an email. We've also got text message notifications going out. And actually, these are all internal.
These are to my team, yes.
Yep, internal to your own team for scheduling the measure and making sure that all of the necessary steps are happening at this phase. And then when we got measure scheduled, let's say we've got an email here. And this is just going to get the referral. So I know we talked about that in the past. You just get the referral alongside with your production process and workflow here.
Mm-hmm.
Then once the measure is completed, we are sending more emails to get the referral. CIP. What is CIP?
That's a cancellation in progress. That's anybody that's canceled. Yes.
Yep. We've got the job is canceled.
Mm-hmm.
We've got some emails that go out here. So we're sending some different sold job canceled emails. Let's see what those look like. So we got number one. Hi, first name. I noticed you've recently canceled your project with us. Your satisfaction is our top priority, and we'd love to understand your decision better. Were affordability or quality concerns a factor in your decision? We offer flexible financing solutions and a range of materials, et cetera, right? So this is good. I've actually, when there's a cancellation in progress or a job has been canceled, you're still doing some rehash, right? And you're still doing, trying to get something back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
with the call center, outbound email, I believe there should be texting in there too, right? Is there any texting?
Yes, there is. Let's see what the texting looks like.
And then we're also outbound calling.
Yeah. So we have, like, for example, here, sold job canceled SMS 1. Let's see what that one looks like. So we're also sending a text message. Hi, first name. Noticed your recent project cancellation with us. Can we help address any concerns about affordability or quality? Let's talk.
Yep. Short and sweet for a text message. Yep.
So if the job does get canceled, we are trying to rehash, right? And bring them back in.
And hopefully we don't have many of those.
Right. Hopefully not too many of those.
And typically that's about 10% of our net sales will be rehash.
What about for canceled, right? As opposed to, like, you have rehash on demo, no sale, right? But also job canceled. How many of those do you save?
We try to keep that under 10%, right? We like to be, 7-8%. We think that's healthy.
Even for canceled jobs that are sold and then canceled?
Sold jobs canceled, yeah. So you're talking about just, yep. We like that to be 10% or less, usually 8 to 10%. We think that number's healthy. If it's lower than that, then it's telling us that we're probably not being aggressive enough or not charging enough.
Now, 8 to 10% of jobs get canceled, you're saying, not 8 to 10% of canceled jobs get saved and recovered.
Oh, no. Okay. I'm talking about on the front end, 8 to 10% of our jobs will cancel. I thought you asked that question. As far as how many do we recover from canceled?
Right.
It's probably around the 10% mark. Yeah.
That's actually more than I would have expected because, once it cancels, I feel like it would be pretty dead, but that's pretty
good. If you have a recovery process for it, like if you're, because sometimes it's not just the price, it's just they just didn't I'll use a term now that most of my younger sales guys use, vibe with the customers, right? Or they didn't, there's it's not always price. Most of the time it is, and you need to have your sales manager get on there and talk to the customer and recover it. We find that if we can get in touch with the customer and open up some form of communication, we can typically save it. It's just, it's getting them back on the phone, right? That's the issue. But like I said, 10% of our monthly net sales. So if we sell $1 million this month, about 100,000 of that will be rehash.
All right. Next, we've got some other project statuses here where we are sending some emails to the client when the order has been approved, right? So tell me a little bit about this process. You're putting the order in with the manufacturer.
We don't have a way to link to our manufacturer's systems. So what we've done there is we just kind of created a default cadence to be able to communicate with our customers, right? Once the order has been uploaded, it's really acknowledged, right? At that point, we get an order acknowledgement back usually within an hour. But what we like to do is we like to spread out the communication through the process. Right now, I think we're running about, depending on the manufacturer, anywhere between 2 to 6 week lead times. So we don't want to just take the customer's money, measure it, put in the order, and then just go completely silent, radio silent for 4 to 6 weeks. So we just, like, day three, we'll send out like, oh, the order's been acknowledged. Congratulations. I mean, I guess you're seeing it right here.
Well, this is when it's submitted, right? So submitted, that's the first one you're sending. So it says,
so once we place the order, we update it to order submitted and the customer will get this email.
Right. And it says, dear first name, great news. Your order has been submitted to the manufacturer. We will be keeping you updated throughout each step of the process all the way through your installation. The next step is for the manufacturer to acknowledge the order, which should happen in the next 24 to 48 hours. Once the order is acknowledged, we'll send you another email to let you know.
Yep.
So again, like, managing expectations, like, something happened. The order's been submitted. We're ready. Like, we passed the write a rescission period. It's been submitted, right? And we're going to follow back up with you in 24 to 48 hours to let you know once it's been acknowledged with the manufacturer.
It's pretty much acknowledged an hour after we submit the order. We set that for 24 hours later. Is it 24 or 48 hours later, John?
I think you actually have it for, it says 3 days.
So 3 days later, customer gets this email. Again, this is just standard. This is just part of the cadence, just keeping the customer in the loop, like I said.
Yeah, it says, dear first name, things are really starting to roll with your project. Your order has been acknowledged by the manufacturer and they will begin building your custom products within the next few days.
And this is automated. This is automated. We're not updating. This flows right to the next part, to the next bucket 3 days later, right?
Yep. Yeah. Well, just to finish this one, it says, you can expect to hear from us again once we receive confirmation about your order being started. All right. So again, we're being very communicative with the customer, telling them each step. They know that you haven't forgotten about them. Things are moving. We're getting ready. And then we go to the next one, which is the your order is in process, which with this goes out after 10 days from the original. So it's like 7 days later. And then it says, dear first name, everything is moving right along with your order. The manufacturing process has begun. You can expect to hear back from us once your order has been completed and shipped. All right. So they know what's happening next. It's being worked on. And the next thing is once it's been completed and shipped.
So those steps are automated. The next step is manual. Once it's been shipped, we receive a shipping notice every week. And then we'll go in and manually change that to
order shipped.
Order shipped. Yep.
Yep.
Once they receive the shipping confirmation from the manufacturer, my production manager, Arlix, he will then go in and manually move it from
submitted
to approved shipped. To order shipped. And then they'll automatically send that that email. Builder Prime automatically sends this email here. Yep.
Yep. So, and it says, dear first name, exciting news. Your order is now on its way from the manufacturer. It will be arriving to our warehouse soon. And then we will reach out to schedule your install. Stay tuned. It's keeping up the excitement the whole time, right? So it's not like they have the initial excitement when they make the purchase and they're, you know, really excited for the project. And then it's just kind of a lull, right? You're maintaining that excitement all the way through.
Yeah, we get the shipment confirmation typically on Monday. Our door manufacturer, Provia, delivers to us on Wednesday and our window manufacturer delivers on Thursday, right? So a few days later, we receive the shipment. Our warehouse guy checks in all the products, gives it to our production manager, Arlix. He checks them all in. And then from there, if we have the complete project, we actually have two buckets here, partial received, because sometimes we're ordering windows and doors, two different manufacturers, we keep it there. But most of the time we receive the product, it's all there, there's no issues, everything's been inspected, ready to go. And then he'll move it to this product received bucket, and then the customer receives this email.
Yeah, and then we've got this one here that goes out and says, dear first name, great news. Your products have just arrived at our warehouse and it is time to schedule your installation. I think we said the warehouse even when it was your garage, by the way.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
So
and my wife wanted to kill me moving $1.5 million. And well, that wasn't $1.5 million. We were $1.5 million business, but operating out of the garage. So
yeah. So we didn't say garage. We still said warehouse, but now it really is the warehouse. Great news. Your products have just arrived at our warehouse and it is time to schedule your installation. Please, at your earliest convenience, call the office at phone number to get things scheduled right away.
Get this thing. Oh my God. So some of these are manual and some of these are automated, right? But we have processes, right? So my production manager, Arlix, knows once he receives confirmation from the warehouse that this is ready to schedule, he just moves it into the product received bucket and then that automatically goes out, right? Through the other steps, and then from there, I believe we even have a text message and an email go out to our install team to remind them to call the customer, right? Product's here. We have a couple different people in here, I believe, right? Yeah, project client. Where's the emails to the team?
These are the text messages that I just pulled up. Oh, so we're sending a whole bunch of text messages to the client to remind them to schedule the install. But we've got, the email was over here. It's just the one email that goes to the client. And then we've got a bunch of internal ones that, you know, for reminders also to schedule.
Mm-hmm. And text messages, I believe, right? No?
Yeah. Text messages as well. That's over here. The text messages we don't have going in. You don't have going internal. These are just going to the client. So we have.
Well, let's show a quick text message.
Yeah. So we got schedule install. Let's see here. So we got schedule install one, which is hi first name. Your materials are in at Windows and Doors by the Men with Tools. Ready to schedule your installation? Call us at. Let's get your project rolling. And then we have a two where it's hello client. Good news. Your project materials have arrived at Windows and Doors by the Men with Tools. Contact us to set an install date. So just a little bit of a variation for the reminder. And then we've got one more reminder as well. And don't forget to schedule your installation with the Men with Tools. Your materials are here waiting. Call us to pick a date.
Before we had all of these automated messages built in, we would just rely on just making a phone call. And you'd be surprised how difficult it was to get jobs scheduled on the board by just making phone calls. Now, when you have emails going out and text messages, you're actually scheduling stuff through email, text message, on the phone. It helps us just install, because we base all of our revenue based on install revenue, right? So we don't want it sitting in the warehouse for lots of reasons, but we want to get it pumped out because it's going to go on our books, right? So we receive it on Thursday. We want to get it installed by the following Thursday. We want to keep our warehouse empty. Ideally, we want to receive products on Thursday, get it in all installed by next Wednesday, and then next Thursday, the warehouse is empty. We're getting a whole new batch of products ready to install, right? That's how we try to operate efficiently. So part of that is, you know, getting the customer to respond right away and to get on our schedule.
The next step is, once that job gets scheduled, project status will automatically move here to project status set as job scheduled. And we'll be sending an email out. We got only an email at this stage for the job scheduled.
Yeah, because there's a bunch of information. Yep.
Not to say that you couldn't also send a text message, but let's take a look at this email. So, dear first name, we are looking forward to installing your new products on, and we automatically throw the start date on there, right? The system will know the start date. So we're telling them when, we're confirming when, you know, they're scheduled for with the installation. So when the team arrives, they'll go over the scope of work with you before getting started. Once they finished with your install, they'll clean everything up, show you how to operate the products, and collect the final payment. All right, so that's also good, setting expectations that payment will be collected at that time. Just a few things to keep in mind about your upcoming installation. We require that somebody be on site for the duration of the installation, just in case our installers have questions. In the event that there is heavy rain or snow or extreme high or low temperatures, we cannot install that day. You will hear from us between 8:30 and 9 a.m. That morning to reschedule. And of course, we will get you in for the next available date. If it is a light rain or flurry, we will still be out. If there is snow or ice on the ground on the day of installation, please clear a path in and around the work area so we can safely access the job site. Yeah, there's a bunch of other things here that, you know, just
we should go over it, yeah, because this would be helpful to our listeners, yeah.
All right. Curtains and blinds, as well as anything fragile on the walls, should be taken down. Artwork, photos, etc. All furniture must be moved away from the vicinity of the work order. I think that probably meant, say, work area.
Oh, let's change that right now, buddy. Work area. We found the spelling error. Okay, good. Make sure we save it.
Yep, we'll save that.
Now they can see how easy it is to edit.
If there is an alarm on the windows or door, that you should contact the alarm company and have them come remove that prior to us coming out. Otherwise, our guys will remove them, but we do not reinstall them. Any children or pets in the home should be kept away from the work area and in a secure location, just to ensure that nobody gets hurt. The payment for your remaining balance should be given to the installers once the job is complete. Please make all checks payable to the men with tools. If you're paying by credit card, debit card, or financing, our installers will ask you to call the office with the payment information. Thanks again. We are looking forward to working on and improving your home.
Mm-hmm.
So it's perfect, right? I mean, again, setting, managing expectations. No questions on the day of the installation. They know exactly what to expect. They know, you know, to expect to make that payment as well, and who they're going to be making installers. The payment with.
You'd be surprised how many customers are like, well, I'm going to pay my sales guy, you know, the guy that I originally gave the deposit to or who I'm working with, right? So that's a common misunderstanding. But, you know, you see it here. Hey, it's okay to give our installers the payment for them to collect it or for you to, you know, give it to them. So that's why, you know, we get paid on day of install 99.9% of the times. I do not like money sitting out there on the street. Creates cash flow problems. All the other, I believe we've talked about it in past episodes.
Yep. And actually, it looks like we've even got a separate one here that maybe this is a one-off one. This is a manual one that we send to the customer if it's an afternoon install.
We'll do two projects in a day. I think that's important. Yeah. To just show them real quick what that looks like.
Yeah.
Because some people are running multiple projects. So.
And just says the only difference here is after saying the start date, we say you can expect the installation team to arrive sometime after 12 p.m. noon, depending on their earlier job. When a team arrives, they'll go over the scope of work with you before getting started.
So we do tell them, hey, you're going on for an afternoon project. They could be anywhere. They could be there anywhere from noon till 3 o'clock. You know, it's like it's your job to, unfortunately, sit around and wait for them. If they have an issue with that, when we're booking it on the phone with them, then they have the choice to go to a morning appointment, right? And we offer that to them. But if they're okay with that, we're just reminding them in the email, right? Because we've had some issues with that in the past. It's like, well, you told me at noon. And it's like, and the guys show up at 2 o'clock, and because they didn't leave the previous job till 1 o'clock, they found some things, they got into some issues. So yeah, we try to do one job per day, but like for our door crews, sometimes they can do two. So install complete.
So that is, yeah, we did job scheduled, then we have install complete. And then on install complete, we've got another email that's going out. So a lot of these are, there's a lot of email templates, not as many text message here, but these are going to be about scheduling the walkthrough, right? So let's take a look. We got two different emails for scheduling the walkthrough, and this is a great part of the process that you do that I really love.
And then we're manually calling too. The call center is manually dialing and reaching out.
So scheduling walkthrough attempt one. So dear first name, we would like to come out and do a final walkthrough at your home to make sure that everything went perfect with your installation. Please call our office to schedule. And obviously, like you just said, your office is also calling to schedule that as well.
And that goes out how many days after the install has been marked?
That complete? Was 14 days. Yeah, 14. Yep. You got 14 days, another one 4 days after that.
Yeah, we find that, you know, typically if there's any issues on the job, the reason we set it out to 14 days is you usually see that around the 14-day mark. You know, sometimes you'll have silicone or caulking shrink or something like that. If there's an immediate issue, they will reach out, or we do talk to them when we're collecting final payment before the installer is leaving. So 14 days is the right mark to go and make sure that everything is, you know, settled, and, you know, we won't see anything after that. Typically won't see anything after that process. We like going out to the customers at this point, right? Because, you know, we send out our service guy or our measure guy to perform it, but these guys have installation experience. So it gives us a chance to get back in the customer's home and you know, do some repeat business with them. And a bunch of our customers will. They're happy that we decided to come back and check on the work. Who does that, right? So, you know, let's do that door project that I've been thinking about doing. It happens quite often.
Yeah. Very smart. Yeah, mm-hmm. I love that. After that, after the walkthrough, the next step is it moves to a warranty registration stage. So the project status is going to get set as warranty registered. So once
our production manager, once the walkthrough has been completed, there's no service, we'll register the client's warranties.
Yep. And then we send this email over to them as well. And we say, dear first name, I hope that everything is great with the new products we installed for you. We took care of registering your warranty with the manufacturer, so you're covered for any issues down the line. If you have any issues or questions about anything, please give us a call and we will coordinate with the manufacturer on your behalf for any parts or replacements. And as always, we will come out free of charge to resolve any issues you might be facing, even for homeowner mishaps.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for being our customer. That is a title that we take very seriously, and we truly appreciate having you as part of the Men With Tools family. Again, just reinforcing, like, still working for you. We're still here for you. And, the warranty is taken care of.
Yes.
So more service being provided. After the warranty repair, we get to a warranty registration. I think this is really the last step, which is the one-year inspection. Where do we trigger that job complete, I believe, is where we're going to do that. And we're sending an email to the client 365 days later.
Yes, after the warranty has been registered, yes.
And what we're doing here is we're saying, it's a nice email subject, it's our anniversary. Dear first name, it has been one whole year since we performed the installation in your home. We hope you are enjoying those new products. As a courtesy to you, we would like to offer you a free one-year anniversary inspection just to make sure that everything is still functioning and performing absolutely perfectly. If you would like to take advantage of this offer, please give us a call at phone number, and we will get that inspection on the calendar for you. Thanks very much. So a little less assertive in terms of, like, we really want to do this walkthrough like we were talking about before, but still offering this additional service. And, like, you know, maybe they have had a couple little issues where there is, you know, the lock isn't working right, or the screen is ripped and they just haven't had the chance to call or thought to call or wanted to bother, right? And this gives them an opening.
And this is what leads to, you know, 30 to 40% of all of our new opportunities being either repeat or referred clients, right? This is how you make happy customers, right? Raving fans. It's how businesses thrive, not just survive, right? This is how you become successful in this business. You do a great job on the front end. You do a great job on the back end, and they will repeat with you. They will refer you. Sometimes it does taking us a little. It does take sending a small nudge, like a text message asking for referrals or repeat business. Did we go over that last time, Jonathan? No, we didn't.
I mean, a lot of that's done through, like, we have automations here going to get the referral, which manages some of that instead of the doing them directly in Builder Prime.
I thought we had some stuff there in the customer bucket. As far as emails, lead status, yeah, in the customer bucket, yeah.
So we're sending emails. We're doing deals. We're sending exclusive deals. These are more marketing emails that you're sending out over here to bring them back in for repeat business. And we've got another set as well. And this is referral program. So let's take a look at referral program. Over here, we are sending an email after they become a customer. When was it? We got it 90 days, 180 days, 270 days, 360. So like basically four times every 90 days.
And this is when the customer is marked complete.
Everything's all complete.
They are a customer. Yep.
We're saying, dear first name, we hope you're loving the change that our service has brought to your home at Windows and Doors by the Men with Tools. We're excited to introduce our new referral program designed to thank our valued customers like you, where you get to share your experience and reap the rewards. Got family or friends who might appreciate our service? Refer them using your unique link below. And for every successful referral, you'll earn money. And then you provide the referral link. It's our way of saying thank you for spreading the word and being a part of the family. There's no limit to the number of people you can refer or the rewards you can earn. Thank you for your trust and support. We're excited to offer the same great experience to those you care about.
Do we have a text messaging campaign here too, Jonathan?
We do not.
We don't?
Nope. There's a lot of other like automations within here that we didn't touch on that were either webhooks to other systems or they were, you know, internal communications, reminders for the team to actually do things. So there was some of that built in here too. So
you can do that where you're web hooking out to like we use a service called Text Magic where we send out like bulk emails and stuff like that based on a bucket and stuff like that, or GTR, like you said. Yep.
Yeah, we don't really do recurring newsletters over and over again. So like if you're using a MailChimp or Constant Contact or something for that. Yeah, webhook out there and have the newsletters going out or other types of review services, anything like that, for sure.
Well, I mean, like I said, it took us a while to cover part two, but I believe that that our viewers and listeners, saw what it looks like.
Yeah, we talk a lot about production, but the production is marketing too, right? I mean, there's some kind of both direct and indirect marketing, you know, referral and repeat business, but also just driving the customer experience, which generates great reviews, which generates more business. So this is such a key part of the communication strategy that you have to have.
Let's show the listeners and viewers my business profile. Let's show them what my accounts look like. I have three of them. Windows and Doors by the Men with Tools. And we have three different locations. You can see I have 512 here at my Staten Island location. People leaving photos. What an amazing experience. Everything from the first visit to installation of a patio door went great. Like the smiles and service were outstanding. They showed up with fresh bagels. That's a process that we do. I don't know if I've covered that. Our installers bring bagels and coffee to every customer in the morning, right? To just do the unexpected. That's how you generate great reviews. As you can see, 4.8. We're not perfect, but we do try, right? But you see the majority of our customers go on here and they rave about our products and our service, right? So anybody in our market that's looking for a window and door company, look at the first three things that they're seeing. They're seeing photos of the products. The second one there has photos, customer taking a picture with my team of installers. Look at that. In front of the new window, customers smiling. Like, you know, this is what leads to this is what leads to this is what leads to opportunities online. Google Maps is still free, right? So think about all the wonderful free opportunities I'm getting. Look at this.
Yeah, and by the way, if you have 512 reviews on a 5.0, something's a little suspicious.
Yeah. I mean, I guess. But this is the Staten Island location, John. So I just got 512. Let's go to South Amboy. I got 305 more.
Wow, 4.9.
Uh-huh, and then let's look at Summit, New Jersey. Another 183?
188. with a 4.8 rating. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. I mean, that's what this whole process is designed to do, right? I mean, it's to drive a great experience and to drive those reviews and generate more leads, generate more customers.
And your best lead source is always going to be your repeat customers and repeat and referral clients, right? So I believe we closed those out at like over 70% of all of our opportunities, right? So if you, like I said, you're doing things well on the front end and you're intentional about it, you can have a successful business. And there's nothing like dealing with repeat and referred customers, because it's, you know, the cost of marketing is free or next to nothing. We're going to be changing up the format moving forward a little bit, right? From here on out, we're going to be just jumping on and talking about more business related topics, right? What did we say? What are we going to be doing there?
The format might change just a little bit. Make sure that we're going to hopefully deliver some entertaining and educational.
Little less structured, because what the viewers don't know is, like, when you and I jump on and we just have a regular conversation on the phone, it's fun, it's entertaining, it's informative. Like, we talk about some really cool, interesting shit in the business, right? We'll keep the politics and all of that stuff off to the side. Jonathan and I don't always agree on those things. So we find that when you and I are just talking and it's less structured, that's pretty good, right? So we're going to try that format moving forward just a little bit.
Yeah.
And then we'll get some guests on here and that'll be structured.
All right. Sounds good. Well, thanks everybody for tuning in. Hopefully this was helpful and useful, and you can take some of this away and implement it in your businesses right away. So thanks everybody for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Bye-bye.